This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. After an exciting come-from-behind victory last night, the St. Louis Cardinals could clinch the World Series tonight. The Cardinals have a 3-1 lead over the Detroit Tigers. NPR's Mike Pesca has this story about one of Detroit's greatest players from years ago, a man who never played for the Tigers because he wasn't allowed to, Negro Leaguer and Hall of Famer Turkey Stearns.
Shoeless Joe, the splendid Splinter, Hammer and Hank, and the Yankee Clipper. Baseball used to have such great nicknames, but Norman Turkey Stearns?
They gave him that nickname because they said that when he would run with his arms going from his side out, and he said they would flap like a Turkish wing, and they called him Turkey from that.
That's 88-year-old Nettie Stearns, Turkey's wife. Phil Dixon, baseball author and historian, provides the scouting report of Turkey the player.
One of the league's premier home run hitters. Tremendous base stealer, great defensive player. He was the big star at Detroit.
Baseball is a game of records and numbers, and Turkey's numbers were sensational. He batted 400 three times. He led the league in home runs 7 times. But records weren't that well kept, and not a single frame of film of Turkey is known to exist. They just have to rely on the testimony of those who saw him play. He could do it all, as powerful as he was fast, and slick with a glove to boot. In the offseason, and after he retired in 1943, Stearns worked in a Detroit auto plant owned by Walter Briggs. Briggs also owned the Detroit Tigers, which was the second-to-last baseball team to integrate, not until 1958, over a decade after Jackie Robinson donned Dodger blue. In the year 2000, 21 years after Turkey Stearns died, he was finally inducted into the Baseball Hall of Fame. His widow Nettie gave the speech in Cooperstown, a place she still holds dear.
I look at the Hall of Fame as a place of Second Garden of Eden. But I don't like to keep going there because I've gotten older, and most of the people that come there are rich, and they take their families, and I want my families to go and see him in the Hall of Fame.
The Hall's policy across the board is that the Hall of Famer and his wife gets travel expenses paid for in order to come back for Hall of Fame weekends. Brad Horn, a spokesman for the Hall, says that with 278 inductees, they just can't afford to pay for children or subsequent generations to come. Closer to home for Stearns' family is Comerica Park, where the Tigers now play. Joyce Thompson, Stearns' daughter, has contacted the Tigers and asked, couldn't you put up a display to honor my father as a great player in Detroit and as a great fan of the Tigers? He traveled by bus to almost every home game. Here's an excerpt from the letter she got back from Tigers' general manager, Dave Dombrowski.
After researching your father's career, it is quite apparent that he was one of the more famous players on the Detroit Stars. However, as you can see in our ballpark, we have only honored players or individuals who have actually worked with the Detroit Tigers organization. There is no question that if we honored or had an area of celebration for the players from the Negro Leagues, Turkey Stearns would be the most deserved individual. So please be aware that we will continue to research this topic.
Baseball historian Phil Dixon says it's not necessarily the current Major League Baseball team's responsibility to be the historian for the Negro League clubs which played in their cities. He says that responsibility falls to the whole community. Tonight, as the community of Detroit roots hard for the Tigers, Nettie knows that if her husband were alive, he'd be cheering loudest of all for a team that wouldn't have him. Mike Pesca, NPR News, New York.